What's going on with everybody? This your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels, the host of the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. Yo, you guys, man, sit tight, grab your popcorn, go get a Hot Pocket, man, get some cereal, grab your beverage, man, whether that's some milk, a beer, a soda, or some water, man. Sit tight, man. This is the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, where I interview some of your favorite ring announcers, referees, independent pro wrestlers, you name it, man. You name it, you guys. You tune in, and I'm about to chat some wrestling, man. So sit tight, you guys, and welcome to the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. And yo, ring the bell! Yo, what it do, everybody? This is your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. This is episode 26 of the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. How everybody doing out there? Appreciate you guys joining me here for a new episode. You dig? Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all over the world. Appreciate you guys joining me here for a new episode of Talk Pro Wrestling. Shout out to all my listeners in Germany, the UK, especially the UK, man. Some diehard wrestling fans, man. All over the States, of course, too. DC represent from DC. Man, Canada, appreciate everybody, man, that's joining me here all over the world to hear me, man, to talk some pro wrestling. I appreciate it so much, man. If you're new, you guys, man, if you're new, follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms, man. Follow me on Spotify, subscribe to the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling on Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you hear, man, if you like what you're gonna hear, leave me a 5-star rating, man, on Apple Podcasts, man, and leave a review. I appreciate it so much, trying to get the 1130 Podcast up and out there, man. But you guys, once again, appreciate you guys joining me here for Talk Pro Wrestling. Glad you guys, I hope you guys' day is going well. But you guys, man, this episode is going to be a good one, man. Really gonna be a good one. It's an honor, it's a pleasure. You guys, the baddest man in the game, you guys, from Ring of Honor Wrestling, you guys, he's gonna be joining me here on the podcast this week. I've been telling you guys for a couple of weeks now that Shane Taylor, former Ring of Honor television champion, is gonna be chatting it up, chopping it up with your man here on the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. It's coming up in just a bit, you guys. But before we get to that, I wanna shout out my man who was on last week, my guy John, AKA The Stat King. Shout out the True Hill Heat Podcast for stopping past last week here on the podcast. And also, shout out to my man Sean O'Brien, AKA Referee Man Bun, in the Indiana area. GCW, Paradigm Pro Wrestling, keep killing it, man. It was on the bonus episode. Once again, man, keep doing your thing. But you guys, man, like I was saying, the baddest man in the game, man, he's coming to you guys by phone, you guys, because Zoom is tripping right now for him. But he's coming to you guys by phone. He's also, he's coming to you guys from Houston, Texas, but born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. Once again, you guys, former Ring of Honor World Television Champion, you guys. Once again, Shane Taylor. What's going on with you, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, man? And if you're gonna introduce me, that was a great attempt. But I am the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. So if we're gonna do that, you gotta get it right.
Okay, all right. The baddest champion, you guys, you heard that. The baddest champion, Shane Taylor. Appreciate you joining me here on the podcast. It's an honor, man. How's your day going?
My day is going good, man. I'm blessed. Just chilling there with my babies, you know what I'm saying? Just got done with the first workout. Gonna hit a little bit more later. So life is good.
Okay, cool. That's really cool. It's a pleasure for you joining me here on the podcast. For my viewers and my listeners who've been hiding under the rock and don't know you're the baddest man in the game, man, can you tell me something, and my listeners, something about Shane Taylor, also growing up in Cleveland?
Well, I mean, trying to nutshell it, I guess, born Eastside, Cleveland, Ohio, around a bunch of drugs, gangs, violence. I've been able to make it out of that on my own terms, doing things my own way, and to now becoming one of the absolute best professional wrestlers in the world, owning my own company, running my own crew, former Ring of Honor World Television Champion, one of only three African-American males in the damn near 20-year history of the company to hold that championship, and looking forward to making as much history as possible and bring up as many people as I can along the way.
That's real cool, man. That is real cool. You were talking about you growing up in Cleveland. You were destined to be great, man, coming from Cleveland. Your father pushed you to be better, man. You went on to study business management. And, you know, of course, like you said, you're the baddest champ in the game, man. How was it, you know, basically going to school and just becoming a pro wrestler and basically getting pushed to be better?
I mean, that's how we always strive to be. You know what I mean? People that don't come from the environments that I come from tend to somehow think that black people especially enjoy or somehow revel in criminality any more than any other group. That's simply not the case. They don't understand that, you know, some of the people that push you not to go into the streets are the people from the streets. You're talking about your dealers and your gangbangers and your people like that. You know, some of the times that people think, oh, these are just such bad people, and they have every right to think that. But in reality, sometimes they're the ones that are taking care of the community the most. So when you're talking about being destined for something, that was never the case. While I work extremely hard, I've also been very, very fortunate and very, very lucky to have the right people around me at the right time. And I was in the right headspace to listen that has allowed me to get to where I'm at. And as far as school goes, school is school, man. You know what I mean? If you're talking about college, was always a visual guy and able to do something once or twice. And once I got it locked in, so that was pretty easy. As far as wrestling school goes, after amateur wrestling for, you know, since I was like 12 or 13, to be able to go to college to do that, the transition was pretty easy. You know, some of the best professional wrestlers are former amateur wrestlers. When you look at guys like Kurt Angle and things of that sort.
Yeah.
So the transition was pretty easy, man.
Okay. That's what's up, man. You're talking about amateur wrestling and stuff. You practiced boxing for 20 years. Is that what made the transition easier for you to come into wrestling?
Everything. I think when you have an athletic background in different things, it allows that skill set to be transferred to wrestling. So for me, when I'm throwing strikes, I can slip and roll and go with punches sometimes better than my opponents. That can stop you from taking a shot too hard and, you know, getting put to sleep. So when you're able to do things like that, incorporate them into your offense, into your defense as well. I don't think a lot of professional wrestlers think about defense, whereas I do. So that allows me to be a little different and attack differently and give people something that they may not have prepared for, which ultimately leads to wins and championships.
Okay, man. That's what's up, man. You've been doing your thing, of course, in the business for some time right now. How did you get into the wrestling business?
I've always been a fan of it. You know me? Watched, you know, the guys like Taker and Stan Hansen and Vader. But I know the moment that it really clicked for me was watching Ron Simmons beat Vader for the world championship.
Okay.
And to see him as becoming the first recognized world champion, being a black man, seeing that representation for what seemed like the very first time outside of stereotype characters and things of that sort was something fantastic. And I thought to myself, you know, that just shows that if you can work hard, you can overcome all the BS that may be thrown your way. And so to be able to see him do that, I wanted to be able to make my own history and make my own mark and have somebody look at me the way I look at him.
That's what's up, man. That's nicely said, man. And you're making your mark in the wrestling business. But, you know, when you're in the locker room, you're lacing up those boots and you go out there to do your thing, man. I got to ask, what inspires you? What keeps you motivated to keep going out there every night and bust your ass, man, and keep getting better?
There's a lot of factors that go into that. One of which is knowing how many people sacrifice their dreams, some even their lives, to get me to this point. So I can't then not work hard and not reward that hard work that they put in, not give it my 100% all. Also, I have my family. You know, my daughters need me to provide and need me to be successful. And so that's what I'm going to do. And also, I'm a person that works best with a chip on my shoulder. I have no idea why. It's probably not the healthiest thing in the world. But having people doubt me, having people underestimate me or overlook me, only makes me strive to continue to make them look stupid for doing so. So I go out and I perform the way that I do, at a level that very few people can get to or perform at. And I try to do so as consistently as possible just to continue to show this wasn't a fluke for a match or a month or a year, that this is what I can do every single night.
Okay, nicely said, man. Really nicely said. A lot of guys in the business, of course, work best with a chip on their shoulder, man. So that's real cool to know. We're going to move on here on the 1130 podcast. I was also, you know, of course, doing my homework, man. And I've been seeing you over the years, man, in Ring of Honor. But I did some homework and did some digging that I did not know. So I want to know if you can tell me about the Pretty Boy Killers.
As a tag team with myself and Keith Lee. I actually borrowed the name with permission from a buddy of mine back in Ohio by the name of Tripoli, and I heard him use it, and I was like, man, that sounds badass. And then when me and Keith talk, when we talk about the tag team name, it was really more than just a name, because in professional wrestling, you have a lot of ideas on what people should look like and how they should perform and what they should wear, how they should walk, how they should act, how they should dress. And me and Keith really didn't fit any of those molds. We're not these guys that you're going to cover in baby oil with six-pack abs and just crank out, you know, the next guys that all look the same. We are different. We're built differently. We walk, talk, dress, and move differently. Yeah. We think differently. So we are not those pretty boys that companies love to just put on the top pedestal and say they're the star. We are guys that are going to go out there every single night and outperform that star, whether y'all like it or not. So killing the pretty boys was just about killing the image, killing the notion that this is how you have to look, this is who you have to be in order to be successful in this sport.
Right about that, man. I was checking out your match, of course, with former War Machine, now the Viking Raiders, of course, and the WWE. You and Keith Lee had an awesome matchup with the War Machine, known as the Viking Raiders now. But how was it working with Ivar and the Viking Raiders, basically? How was it working with them?
Eric Ivar?
Yeah.
As most people know, Ray Rowe, also from Cleveland, my trainer, big brother, godfather to my kids, is responsible for just about everything in my career. You know what I mean? He's helped me get through so many doors and put me on this platform. it was great, especially when you're coming into a company. There's some trepidation that you have. You know, you're nervous, you're kind of walking on eggshells, and you're looking to open eyes with your performances. So to be able to go into a situation where you can thrive off real emotion, you can thrive off that sense of normalcy when you're working with someone that you know and that you trust, to be able to go out there and just let it all hang out was fantastic. And to be able to come in and perform that way on that stage was great.
That's cool. Do you and Eric and Ivar still keep in contact?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you and Eric and Ivar keep in contact?
Yeah, we all keep in contact. They're okay. My guys.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's really, really cool. Another thing, man, how was your stay in Reality of Wrestling?
Oh, Reality of Wrestling was great. Teamed up with the only Tyree Taylor down there from New York. Was able to win the ROW tag titles, was even able to get in there with Devon and some of the guys, Stevie Ray. Learning from those guys and those vets, and just learning how they did things really helped give me some different aspects and perspectives when it came to doing TV. And so being able to work with them was fantastic. Great learning experience.
That's really cool, man. That's really cool. You mentioned winning the tag team titles with Tyree Taylor. I had him on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, not even a couple of weeks ago, probably like a month ago or so. And a great sport, man. Great guy to interview. Great guy to talk to. He mentioned you and said some kind things also about him. But he's going to be joining me here in just a bit. Well, actually, he's joining me now, and he wants to say something to you. He got a message for you.
So recently, I've been posed this question. What does Shane Taylor mean to me? Oh, the only thing that comes to my mind is inspiration. He's an absolute inspiration. Ever since I met him in Texas, he has inspired me to do bigger and better things. When there was a time where I was like, you know, this may not be for me. Need to move on. A guy like me is not supposed to do this. He has turned that around to make me think that I can actually do this, that I can not actually just be in it, but actually do great things in the wrestling business. He has broken the mold of what guys like me, you know, supposed to do. He's broken the capabilities of what a person like me is supposed to do, whether it be my skin color or my size. He has inspired me to exceed expectations and break through that ceiling. And other than all that, he has a heart of gold. He's a great mentor amongst his peers. He's a great father. And, you know, he has meant more in my life than I think he actually knows. So, Big Shane, what's going on, man? Love you, dog. And I'm going to run into you, and I'm going to punch you in the fucking mouth. And then I'm going to probably get it back. But as long as it's in the square circle, we Gucci. Yo, so thank you so much, bro. And I'll see you around. Peace.
Yeah, so what do you think about Tyree Taylor?
That's awesome, man. Is that the surprise that you were talking about?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then, again, yeah, that's... You know, starting my career to be able to help one person was the goal. So to be able to help him and inspire him to do those things is absolutely incredible. Kind of at a loss for words about it. But that's the goal, man. You know what I mean? Like there's so much talent, especially in our community. There's so much talent. There's so many people that just need, you know, that extra little boost of confidence. You know, and they're off to the races, and that's what it proves with Tyree. You know, now he's got his prolific guys and they're out there killing it in the New York scene and beyond. Couldn't be prouder of them. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's really, really cool. Just like when I had him on the podcast about a month ago, you know, he was saying also kind words about you and how he would love to get in the ring with you. So I thought that was really cool knowing that I had you coming up. And he was on the show. So, yeah, he had some really cool words for you, and I thought I'd share that with you, man. But Tyree Taylor will be joining. No problem, no problem. Tyree Taylor will be joining me back here on the podcast in a couple of weeks. So great guy, man. But you guys, man, here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, I got my guy, the baddest champion in the game right now from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Shane Taylor is joining me here on the podcast. We're going to take a quick short break here, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk some more wrestling here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling.
When it comes to growing your podcast, it's tough to know where to start. That's why Anchor gives podcasters the tools they need to make each episode better than the last. Now, Anchor Analytics includes new stats from Spotify to help you better understand who's listening and what they like about your show. With charts that let you see how far people are making it into each episode and where they're dropping off, you can plan your podcast around the content that performs best. Hover over to see how many people are tuning into specific segments and learn what hooks your audience by comparing the average listening time across multiple episodes. Using anonymized demographic data from Spotify, take a granular look at the age and gender of your listeners to start tailoring your content or targeting new audiences. Track analytics from multiple platforms and Spotify insights. Everything you need to grow your podcast all in one place with Anchor.
Yo, you guys, welcome back here to the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. Appreciate you guys sticking with me throughout the break, man. I got my guy, the baddest man in the game right now, Shane Taylor. He's joining me here on the 1130 podcast by phone. Shane Taylor, man, you enjoying your stay here at the 1130 podcast?
It's a great time, man.
Cool, man. Before the break, we were talking about guys who are, you know, earning their stride in the wrestling business with Tyree Taylor. On your Instagram, man, I seen a cool post, and you were mentioning Rich Swann, formerly WWE superstar, now Impact World Champion. He won it at Bound for Glory, and you were saying some really kind words because, you know, Black men don't really get the chance to reach the pinnacle in the wrestling business. And for Rich Swann to do that, that was really, really cool. I want to hear your thoughts on Rich Swann and winning the Impact World Champion.
I mean, you just said it. You know, it's very, very difficult in this sport. I think you can still count on one hand how many Black men have been able to lead a company, especially one at this level. So for him to be able to do that, given the things he's had to overcome, especially, it's tremendous. You know, my hat's off to him. My hat's off to Impact for realizing the talent that they had, for being able to take that step and be progressive. That's incredible. I got to know Rich a little better. We were both in the UK for Southside with Ben Alt. And just to be able to sit there and pick his brain about things and learn from a little bit under that learning tree, as they say, was a great experience for me as well. Couldn't be happier for him, his family. And I'm looking forward to seeing just what kind of run he has. And I just hope it's a great one.
That's cool, man. I hope it's a great one too, man. From another guy from Impact Wrestling, man, that you're having some beef with right now, and I don't appreciate how he just, you know, coming into your house thinking he runs stuff, man. EC3, what's going on with EC3, man?
You would have to ask him what's going on and what his thought process is, but knowing him for as long as I have, you know, you're talking about a guy who's lived a life of privilege, who now seems to be questioning the things around him. He He's found a new purpose. He's found a way to control his narrative, as he likes to say. And all of that is well and good. But the problem is now he's not in any of those other places. He's in Ring of Honor, which means, like I've said and like you just said, that means he's in my house. So the rules change when you walk into my house.
Okay, okay. When are we going to get a matchup? I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to it.
You got to stay tuned, baby. You got to stay tuned.
Okay, I will. I really will, man. We was talking about guys who are earning their stride and, you know, working on the indies. I want to know, who do you feel working on the indies right now that you believe has a whole lot of potential to make it?
Man, there's a whole list of guys, you know, and ladies, that I can name. You're talking about Ronnie, Nicole, Savannah Evans. You're talking about my man O'Shea Edwards that we just brought in to STP. There's so many people. I'm trying to think of all the names, and they're escaping me because I'm trying not to leave anybody out. But anytime there's a question like this, you're going to leave out so many people. But there's a plethora of talent out there that's just absolutely killing it. And I can't wait to see them all sort of claim those top spots.
Yeah, man. The reason why I asked that, because here on Talk Pro Wrestling, I'll be interviewing quite a few independent referees, ring announcers, wrestlers, you know. So, yeah, man, I just want to stay informed, man, and just who's killing the game. You know, a lot of people just talk about just WWE, so I kind of like want to just, you know, spread it out in variety of wrestling, you know, and especially independent wrestling right now with the whole COVID going on right now, and then a lot of guys and girls are not able to work. So, yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Speaking of what's going on in the country right now, I got to ask, man, how do you feel about blacks, you know, right now in America right now and what's going on?
Say that one more time.
I was saying, how do you feel about blacks in America and what's going on right now with everything?
I mean, it's... What's going on now is what's been going on, you know? It's just, nowadays we have the technology to film things, you know what I mean? So now people that didn't believe things before have no choice but to see it. They have no choice but to believe it. They have no choice but to acknowledge it, and it's in their face. And even while all of this is going on, you still have those that want to doubt or really don't care. You know, which kind of just shows you where we've always been. You know, America as a nation has been able to sort of put history in this rose-colored glasses Disneyland version of what they want to think it is, as opposed to what it actually is. And the sooner that you can stop that line of thinking, the sooner that you can realize, okay, this is way worse than what we thought it was, then you can start the process of education. Then once you do that, you can start the process of understanding and comprehension. Then becomes problem solving. Then you can figure out, okay, well, this made all of this happen. How do we fix this? How do we fix the trauma? How do we fix the scars? How do we balance the scales? And how do we get better? How do we get to be the nation that we talk about being?
True. That's real true stuff right there, man. Because been a crazy year with everything going on, and especially, you know, with African-Americans and blacks, you know, just history repeating itself. So that was nicely said, man, nicely said. So I'd had to ask my brother what's his thoughts on what's going on right now. Well, back onto some wrestling, I got to ask, man. Also, so far, man, you've been wrestling, you've been killing it in the game for some time now. What's your most memorable moment so far?
Oof, most memorable moment. Probably the Ring of Honor World Television Championship in Toronto at War of the Worlds. I was able to be in there with Brody King, Jeff Cobb, with New Japan's Hiroki Goto. And to be in there with that caliber of talent, and to be able to implement my game plan and walk out of there with the Ring of Honor World Television Championship was absolutely awesome to see. So many shocked faces, so many pissed off faces. And I look at the back and there's a few pockets of our fans, right?
Yeah.
And they're absolutely losing their minds. They're mm-hmm. going nuts. And to me, right there, that's whole told me that's exactly what this was for. To be able to inspire, to be able to, you know, to give some, to give people something to feel good about. So to be able to do that and then subsequently go on one of the most dominant television championship runs in history, one of the best ones, you know, other than Jay Lethal, was absolutely great. To be able to start Shane Taylor Promotions, bring my guys in, do things my way, and have it work. That's the stuff you dream about.
That's really cool, man. That's really, really cool. Another thing, man. I was going to ask you where you see yourself. Well, I'm still going to ask you where you see yourself at in 5 years. But you on your Instagram, you say, of course, you want to be the Ring of Honor World Television Champion again. You just want to be champion, and you're going to take it all. So what's your plans? What's Shane Taylor plans in the next 5 years, man?
Well, I mean, without giving too much of my game plan away, the goal is to grow STP as big as possible. That's Shane Taylor Promotions. My goal is to continue to make history with me and my guys, Rob Ron Hunt, O'Shea Edwards, Khan and Moses, to be able to bring in more talent, to be able to win every single championship in Ring of Honor. That's six men, that's tag team, that's the TV title again, and eventually the Ring of Honor World Championship. There's only been one African-American male to be able to do that so far in the history of the company. That's Jay Lethal. That's what I want. As far as I'm concerned, the next 5 years is going to be building, growing, putting my guys in position to be successful in world dominance. And eventually, I think my personal goal is to bring Shane Taylor Promotions to Japan. Okay. There's, from the best of my knowledge, there's never been a stable or faction group of all black talent over in Japan. I personally think it'd be a hell of an idea. I think there's money to be made there, a lot of money to be made there. So my game planning and focusing will be on going that direction as well.
Okay, man. That sounds like it. Just speak everything into existence, man, and it's all going to come your way, man. It's all going to come your way. But we're going to move on from Ring of Honor, man. You got a big matchup coming up in a week and a half, man, with SOAR Wrestling. And it's against Dante Smiley for the World Wrestling Championship. I got to ask, man, what's your thoughts on Dante Smiley?
Dante's a phenomenal performer. You know, I've been able to see him grow the past few years. He's come into his own, put on size, put on athleticism. I think me and Keith wrestled him and Ty Wilson in a tag team match a few years ago. You know, but that's, you know, years for him to evolve, change, adapt, perfect his craft. So I'm excited about the competition that I'm going to have here in a week or so. Looking forward to seeing what kind of fight he brings. But at the end of the day, he has the SOAR World Championship, the championship that I made a world championship when I defended it in the UK. So everybody now is still eating off the fruit from my tree. So it's time, I think, for me to take back and sit on my throne again.
Okay, man. That's what's up, man. I'm really looking forward to that, man. Really looking forward to that. Before we wrap it up, I got to ask, man, is you are interested or are you into, in your free time, into any other wrestling?
Am I into any other wrestling?
Yeah, on your free time, are you into any other wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep my eye study tape. You can pick up anything from anyone, small things. Usually in my off time, I spend it with the family around playing games or something, because sometimes you need to take a break mentally from things in order to look at them with fresh eyes.
Right about that, man. That's cool, man. That's real, real cool. But once again, man, Shane Taylor, I appreciate you joining me here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. Before we go, is there any shout-outs, anything you want to say before you go?
Just want to thank everybody for the support over the last 13 years. It's going to be crazy for the next 13. You know what I mean? Of course, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shane216Taylor. If you're in the merch buying mood, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/ShaneTaylor. Pick up some great merch there, or head on over to ROHwrestling.com. Check out the pro shop and all the stuff that we got going on there. Just want to say thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you next time.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Once again, you guys, Shane Taylor, the baddest man from Ring of Honor Wrestling, here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. Once again, I wish you the best in your future, man, and keep killing it. Hope the rest of your 2020, man, is safe and blessed. And thank you once again. It was an honor to chat with you here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling.
Thank you, man.
Yo, Shane Taylor, man. That was an honor. I appreciate you joining me here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Sorry for the technical difficulties to try to get it through Zoom or whatever, but man, it was a dope episode, man. Really, really dope episode. Just to chat with you, man. Just to talk about the Pretty Boy Killers with you and Keith Lee. Chat it out with Eric Ivar. I couldn't think of Eric's name right then and there. No offense, Eric, but shout out to the Viking Raiders also. Oh, man, it was a wonderful episode, man. Really, really wonderful episode. You and EC3, man, I'm staying, you know, paying attention, man. I'm keeping my eyes on it. I'm looking forward to it. So I got to see this match between my guy, Shane Taylor, and EC3. Also, man, I want to shout out my man, Tyree Taylor, for stopping past, man, and sharing the video, man, and what's his thoughts on Shane Taylor. I appreciate my man, Tyree Taylor. Hope I'm getting it right, man. It's the Taylors, man. But yeah, Tyree, man, appreciate that very much, man. Also, you guys, man, my man, Tyree Taylor, we'll be back here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. But once again, it was an honor. It was a pleasure. Keep rocking hard, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Stay safe in this crazy year. It's like, what, 2 months left? But I hope you stay safe, man. And once again, it was a pleasure to have my man, Shane Taylor, here on the 1130 Podcast. But you guys, man, whoo, what a show it was, man. And what a week it has been, you guys, man. We're going to wrap it up here. Catch me next week here on the 1130 Podcast, man, where we're going to talk some wrestling, some more wrestling, man, and what's been going on in wrestling right now. The Tribal Chief and the Uso, man, was the match of the freaking week, man, in Hell in a Cell, man. Shit was wild, man, for real. But I'm lost for words, man. Shane Taylor was here on the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, man. But you guys, man, don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Follow the 1130 Podcast on Instagram at the 1130 Podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Dre on Wheels. Like the 1130 Podcast on Facebook. Subscribe to the 1130 Podcast on YouTube. And also, you guys, if you listen to me on Spotify, follow me. Apple Podcast, you guys, subscribe. 5-star rating and review would be very, very helpful. I appreciate it so, so much, man. And if you would like to be a guest here on the 1130 Podcast, email me, the1130podcast@gmail.com. That's the1130podcast@gmail.com. Ooh, once again, fun episode, man. Really, really fun episode. You guys, man, I'll see you guys next Friday. We'll talk pro wrestling. It's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. And I'm out.